Well, a project clearing asbestos from school classrooms in Auckland has driven the principal and builder almost to despair. Many schools have been built using the dangerous material, and now more than a few are struggling to get rid of it, Glenavon Primary among them. So what is going wrong? Phil Pennington reports.
RNZ heard on the grapevine about what's gone on at the 400-pupil school in Blockhouse Bay after we began asking the Education Ministry how it is handling asbestos removal. It admitted to a fair few jobs going wrong, yet officials blithely asserted that Glenarvan was ultimately able to resolve the issues appropriately. That papers over a whole lot of grief. Enough that Principal John Hunt even thought of quitting.
Well, it definitely crossed my mind waking up in the mornings going, can I continue to do this for much longer? Is it what I signed up for when the passion and the excitement is around teaching and learning and seeing awesome opportunities for the kids?
In 2022, he thought they were embarking on a 90-day, $500,000 makeover of 6 classrooms. 2 years, 8 classrooms, and more than $2 million later, the project still isn't finished, although the children did get to move back into the last 4 classrooms on Monday at the start of the new term.
Still not free of it. We are definitely not at the end of this project, and everything that has happened is still ongoing.
That sounds exhausting.
That's the perfect word for it, exhausting.
The core problem is that experts told them there was no asbestos. Experienced Auckland firm Dowdall & Associates did the checks. It told RNZ in a very short statement that its June 2021 report for Glenavon states that no asbestos is present via the scope that was given for the survey. But there was asbestos. Builder Dayden Percy was supervising demolition when they found it, in the walls, ceiling and flooring glue, and in a friable dusty state.
Once we disturbed the structure, whatever was sitting on the existing framing in the walls and in the ceiling was significant enough for us to be breathing it in. A lot of this was airborne.
Emails show the alarm sounding between the school and Ministry of Education. John Hunt says he evacuated the children within 5 seconds, that their safety has always been the number one. Dayden Percy, though, now fears for his health.
I was personally exposed. But I've got a young family and it is disappointing.
He also says the complicated project will likely take down his whole business.
I think it will be the death of my company, to be honest. It's cost us financially close on to over $1 million that we are wearing.
As often is the case when projects go wrong, there are recriminations. But where does the buck stop? Well, it hasn't, not yet. Under tomorrow's schools, the school led the project, so owns the problems. And under health and safety laws, Board of Trustees Chair Andy Crowe carries a lot of the can. Though it's the ministry that owns the buildings and set up the asbestos handling system.
None of the processes related to property and construction is designed by the school. You know, the board doesn't sit around thinking about how we're going to manage asbestos. We follow the MOE's guidance on this, including, you know, who's selected as project managers and the approved experts.
Andy Crowe says the board concentrates on supporting its employee, the principal, who's been spending 80% of his time for years wrangling property, not education. John Hunt says the ministry did step in, otherwise the school would have been bankrupted. But is this the best the system can do? The second part of the story, we'll look at that.